Open up. Let us open up. Okay, last week we discussed the beginning of this week's parsha.
That was the plan.
Last week we discussed the beginning of this week's parsha. If you remember, we were talking about how Yetzias Mitzrayim is used as a basis for, on the one hand, the Jews not being afraid of the nations they're about to face. We pointed out the last part of the second Shema section. I'm going to go over everything for us, I remember, right? The three Shema sections to the speech. First one begins, Perakei Pasuk Aleph, Shema Yisrael, Techukim et Mishpatim. The second section begins in Perak Vav, Pasuk Dalet, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And the third section begins where? Perak Tet, Pasuk Aleph, Shema Yisrael, Atah Uver Hayom Et Hayden, Lavo LeReshet Goyim. So last week we were finishing the second section, and we saw that Parashat Ekev begins the second part of the second section. Right? First part begins Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And from Perak Vav, Pasuk Dalet, through the end of Parashat Yitzchanan, it talks about what it means to sustain your relationship with Hashem, right? Love Hashem, don't serve other gods, right? And in the end of that piece, it talks about Yetziat Mitzrayim being the basis of our keeping the mitzvot. Then, the Torah begins in this week's Parsha, Perek Zayin Chazak Yibed. V'haya Ekev Tishmun, we said Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. V'haya Ekev Tishmun, right? Because you'll be listening, God will love you, right? V'ahevcha v'racha v'hirvecha v'rach v'vitnecha v'vimatecha, etc., etc. Okay, and the blessings will also reflect themselves in your being able to conquer the other nations. Pasuk Zayin, when you say in your heart, "How will I be able to conquer them?" Don't be afraid of them. What should you remember? Pasuk Chet, Lo Tira Mehem, Zechor Tizkor Et Asher Asah Hashem Elokecha LeFaro UleChol Mitzrayim Hamasat Hagdolot, etc., etc. This will express itself in what he'll do to the nations of Nan. And the Pasuk Yitzet, Kein Yaseh Hashem Elokecha L'chol HaAmim Asher Atah Yoreh Mifneihem. What he did to Pharaoh is what he'll do to these nations. V'gam, a new phenomenon, Pasuk Chof, in honor of your entry to Canaan, V'gam et Atzira Yishalach Hashem Elokecha Bam Ad Avon V'Nisharim V'Nisarim Mifanecha. This is a very interesting Pasuk if you think about it in the context of what we're experiencing today. What is this special Tzira weapon supposed to accomplish? What is this Tzira weapon meant to accomplish? The gamut of Tzira Yishalach Hashem Elokecha Bam Ad Avod HaNisharim. Until the Nisharim are destroyed. Who are the Nisharim? Right? Leftovers. The remnants. Why are they remnants? Meaning you win a war and you win, but the remnants. Why? Ad Avod HaNisharim Ve HaNistarim Mipanecha. Very easy, relatively easy, to beat an army. It's much harder to find all the individuals hiding from you, right? You need special weapons for that. You need God to take care of that. What? Here you go, the Tzira. The Tzira is the weapon we need. And that weapon only comes if we have a proper relationship with God. Lo tarot nehem, Yashem Elokecha b'kirvecha el gadol, v'nah. So again, we talked last week about how the memory of Yetziat Mitzrayim should give you the confidence to believe that you can confront these nations. Again, the memory of Yetziat Mitzrayim is what threads this second section. The second Shema section. And we mentioned last week, so far I'm still going over what we did last week. Pasuk Perek Chet. Again, we're talking about the memory of Mitzrayim. And Yetziat Mitzrayim. Look, Pasuk Chet, V'zachar Tzoladeh, V'shvalich Hashem Elokim Chazar 40 Shana. What is the memory of Yetziat Mitzrayim used to get you to believe in Perek Chet? Not that you can conquer the nations, but what? What? It's the topic of Perek Chet. What? But it's going to get you to succeed agriculturally. No, that's what we're talking about, but that's not the point. Yes.
When things aren't going good, you can still believe in Hashem.
To not think that, that is you accomplishing it. The memory of Yitzhak Mitzrayim is meant, particularly the path leading out of Mitzrayim to the desert, is meant for you to know who really is helping you. Who is sustaining you? Who's responsible for this bracha? And I pointed out last week that this parakhet, which talks about, look in Pasuk Zion for a second, and you'll be able to plant and succeed. Pasuk Yud Aleph, these psukim are very similar to the piece described in Perek Vav Pasuk Yud. You go back. The difference is that there, what we're afraid of is the plenty you find when you arrive in Israel will cause you to forget you need to rely on God. Here it's talking about the plenty that you get when you plant yourself. Each one has its own dangers. The dangers here in Parakhet are when you plant yourself, what might you tell yourself? You wouldn't say that in Parak Vav because you didn't plant it. There it's just you now have what you need, so you're going to rely on God. Here you've created it. So you say, I don't need God. Again, it's the memory of Mitzrayim. The memory of Mitzrayim in Parak Zion is telling you, be confident. Don't be afraid of these people because it's not up to you and your own kochot to conquer them. God has magic Tzirah missiles. Smart bombs. Look what he did to Egypt. He's going to do it here, and he has even better capabilities now. And he's saying, remember the time and don't be too confident. The memory of Egypt should give you the confidence to conquer the people, but should put you in your place in remembering that it's not you who's accomplishing it. Let's look at the psukim. And of course, you're not learning this from the time itself, but from where and from what are we supposed to learn that it's God who sustains us? Not from Yitzhak Mitzrayim, but from? Ying. No? From what? What's that? V'zacharta et kol haderech asher holich Hashem lokech hazer v'im shana v'midbar. What proves to us that God sustains us? Not Yitzhak Mitzrayim, but the derech. What about the derech? What happened on the derech? It was a gimel. He fed you the man you've never known to teach you that man does not live off bread but off the word of God. Pasuk Galad. Your clothing did not wear. Your feet did not swell. What does all this mean? All this means, if you look in the end of the section here, Pasuk Galad. And this is a very, very important thing to remember. Yitziat Mitzrayim is mentioned multiple times in Sefer Dvarim, particularly in this week's parsha, particularly in this part of the speech. But each time it's to learn a different lesson. Just like Har Sinai is mentioned multiple times, but each time a different aspect to learn a different lesson. The things we learn from what God did to Mitzrayim and the armies. There are things we learn from the fact that He took us out. He must love us. And there are things we learn from what He did to us in the past, the years in the desert. And just to show you another place in the Torah where the same thing is highlighted, if you look with me at Perek Chaf Tet, why it's being highlighted there, and we're not going to talk about it now. Okay? Derech of Set, Pasuk Aleph, the end of Parshat Ki Tavo. Most people know this speech from the beginning of Parshat Nitzavim, Derech of Set, Pasuk Tet, which begins, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. This Pasuk is like in the middle of something, right? Who's speaking to who here? The answer is that Pasuk Tet is a continuation of Derech of Set. The Pasukim here are indicative of it. Vayikra Moshe al kol Yisrael vayomer alehem. Atem reitim et kol asher asah Hashem leinechem. This is the backdrop for the Brit. Eretz Mitzrayim lefaro lechol adav lechol arto. Hamasot hagdolot sharoi nechal tov gamatim hagdolim ahem. You've seen all the great miracles God did in Yisrael. Yet, Pasuk Gimel, v'lo natan Hashem lechem lev ladat. Yeinayin lirot. Yaznayim l'shma ad hayom hazeh. God did not give you the heart to know, the eyes to see, the ears to understand. Meaning you weren't ready till today. Meaning Yitziyat Mitzrayim itself did not make you ready for today. What did? Pasuk Dalet. V'alech etchem 40 shana b'midbar. I took you 40 years through the desert. Lo halu simla samot lechem alechem. V'nalcha lo v'alcham yal raglecha. V'lechem lo achatem. Yain v'shechai lo shtitem, man teidu ki ani Hashem alokechem. Meaning, you see, the time was tremendous, but you weren't ready till today. You weren't ready till God took you through the desert for what's about to happen. What's about to happen? Pasuk Tet, ten nitzavim yom kuchem lefnei Hashem alokechem, mashechem shiftechem, you're about to have a brit. The brit between men and God, in which we commit ourselves to doing the mitzvot, does not have its potency until we see God not only as a savior, but as a sustainer. The idea that we should commit ourselves to the filling of the coat takes on new meaning when we see that it's God who is the one who gives us the koach and asot chayil, that it's God who is the one who gives us the food and the drink, especially this we live in the desert. And the point of this message in Eretz Yisrael is that when we have everything, we should realize that it's really God who's sustaining us, and of course, how do we express it in the most basic level, as it says here in the parak back to this week's parsha, parak set. When you get to the land of Chitah, Sorah, Geffen, Teinah, Verimon, Eretz, Beit, Chem, Shem, and Udvash. Not like that. Eretz, Asher, Lov, and Miskenut, Tochal, Balechem. Shem, Kisar, Kol, Ba, Eretz, Asher, Avanah, Ba, Zim, Eretz, Chem, Choshek. V'yachalta, V'sivata, U'veirachta, Hashem, Elokecha, Al, Eretz, Atavah, Shem, Atan, Lach. All the mitzvot are expressing our recognition of God, of course, right? But particularly, Birkat HaMazon is specified by the Torah. And I mentioned last week, when we make Birkat HaMazon, we are not thanking God for the food. We are thanking God for the land of Israel. How do we know this? If you look at the three brachot of Birkat HaMazon, the three that are deraita, right? Everyone knows the fourth bracha was a later edition of the rabbis, right? The three that are deraita, I mentioned this last week, I'll mention it again. In every framework of brachot we have, the central ones are the reason we're here. Meaning, Shmona Esrei is essentially what kind of bracha? Hakasha. We ask God for dat, we ask God for tshuva, right? We begin Shmona Esrei with Shevach, and we end with Hodah, right, because that's appropriate, but the center is Bakasha. We take them as own. The nature, the central nature of Katan Zon is Hodah, that's the middle bracha. We begin with Shevach. We always begin with Shevach. The first bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Amkeinu Melech HaOlam, Hazanet HaOlam Kulo B'Tuvahu B'Chein B'Chesed Rachamim. Hu Noten Lechem L'Chol B'Sar, Ki Ili Olam Chasdohu B'Tuvahu Gadol Tamid Lo Chasar Lenu V'El Yechzar Lenu. We're talking about, I just had bread from God now. God is Zanet HaOlam Kulo. Baruch Atah Hashem, Hazanet HaKol. The last bracha, the third bracha, is bakasha. After we've thanked for what we've received, we make bakashot for other things. And we'll soon talk about what those bakashot are. But what is the middle bracha, hodah? Nodelecha Hashem alukenu. Al? Shinchalta la'avotenu eretz chenda tova rechava. Not for the food. Not rub-a-dub-dub. Thanks for the grub. Jews, 2,000 years when they ate bread, were saying nodelecha Hashem alukenu. Etc. All the things, but the center of them being Eretz. יאכלת ושמחת וירחת את השם אלוקיך על הארץ הטובה שנתן לך. ברוך אתה השם! We're thanking for the food as well. But the food is being used as a springboard for thanking God for the lamb. Why, again, that we do it. And after we thank God for the land, what are our bakashot about? Our bakashot! Give me more food! V'cheim Hashem Elokeinu al! Well, I'm not going to say, may he restore the land in a proper way! And that's all the things he mentioned. We also say, V'na'at atzvicheinu Hashem Elokeinu al yedem v'navasam l'yedem v'atam, that we should also always have food. But the main thing is Eretz Yisrael. Of course, we have that beautiful v'na. Shmati, right? No, no, that's we know. Hashem. You don't realize it's from Birkat Hamazon. You don't know the song? Everyone's Rachim. Shweki, two people can sing a Rachim. So you continue on with the bracha. No, no, that's we know. Hashem, that's okay. Lovely day, Matna. But Sarvada, my, yah, yah. You don't know? Ah, okay, you guys gotta listen to Shweki 2. Shweki 2! Never heard the I'm Sick of a Na'at HaTzvichinu song? Oh, never heard that one either. Okay. So this is the first part of this week's parasha. And it concludes, Parak Chet, Pasuk Yud, the parak concludes with V'haya, Im Shachoach Tishkach at Hashem Elokecha. Right? Remember the beginning of the parasha, V'haya Ekev Tishmoon. We're saying because you will listen, and if you don't listen, if you do forget, the book is because you will listen. Upbeat. Im shachach tishkach Hashem Elokecha. Ve'alach tachrei alim achirim. Ve'avadatam v'shtach avita lehem. Hayoti b'chem hayom ki avod tov eidun. As opposed to all these weapons destroying the leftover of your enemies. Ad avod hanisharim v'nisharim v'necha. You'll be the ones. Kagoyim asher Hashem ma'avid b'tnechem. This is very clearly here, wrapping up the section presented in Ekev. Remember, I'll remind you again, there were three parts to the Shema Yisrael speech. Part 1, Parakeh, right, Eser Seder Brot. Part 2, Parakav Pasuk Dalet. Through the end of Parakeh. Part 2 has two parts. The part in Bet Hanan, which tells you to continue your relationship with Hashem, and the part in Parshat Ekev talks about what happens because you continue your relationship. You don't have to be afraid of the Goyim. And it ends off with two short pieces about what happens if you don't. You'll be destroyed like God. Will destroy the Goyim in front of you. Ekev lo tishmun b'kol Hashem elokeichem. Because you didn't listen. And now we're ready for really the new section of this week's Parsha. Fucking Tet. Yud and Yud Aleph, as I mentioned to you, each of these sections is three Pesukim. The first one is Vav Zayin Chet, and this is Tet Yud Yud Aleph. So the end of our Parsha, Anu Shema Yisrael. Anu Shema Yisrael. And what typifies this new Shema Yisrael is that it is a clear historical speech. Kind of like Pesukim Aleph Yud Aleph. It's a clear historical speech. Not just mentioning it here at Mitzrayim in passing. Like after that, we're going to go through an extensive part of Jewish history again to reach, to bring, of course, a certain message. What is the message? Here, the speech is structured in a way that the message is presented first, as opposed to Parakim Aleph through Dal, where the message is presented at the end. The message is presented at the beginning. Then we go to the past, and based on the past, we turn to the future. Okay, what is the message? Perek Tet, Pasuk Aleph. Shema Yisrael, Tem Ata Over Hayom Et Yarden Lavo Lereshet Gadim Gdolim Vatzimim Mineka Arum Gdolot Vesturot B'Shamayim Am Gdol V'Ram B'nei Nakim Asher Atah Adat V'Tah Shamat Amit V'Tev B'nei Adair Anak. You are going into a land to face giants that you've heard. Who can stand in front of these giants? V'Yadat Yayom Yishem Elokecha Hu Ober Lefanecha Yish Ochla Hu Yash Midayim V'Hu Yachayim Lefanecha V'Hu Rashtam V'Avayitam Moher Kasher Dibay Hashem Lach. You're going to knock him out. אל תאמר בלבבך אהדוף השם אלוקיך אותם מלפניך לאמור בצדקתי הביאני השם לרשת את הארץ הזאת וברשת הרבים האלה השם מורישה מפניך. In the beginning of this speech it sounded a little like the last section, right? Hashem isn't saying be afraid, don't be afraid, you're going to win, you're not going to win, that's the backdrop. You're going to win. That I told you in the second section. Don't think when you win that you're winning because... Because you're great. Because you're such a big tzaddikim. Not because you're so righteous and so straight of heart are you going to be successful. You're not driving these people out because they're Rishoyim. Right? And Hashem said, you see, the son of the Gam, Avonha, Mori, right? It wasn't complete yet. They didn't deserve to be driven out yet. Uleman. Hakim into the harsh and Ishbra Hashem Lavotech Lavam Nisach Yaakov. And to fulfill the promise, the ancestor, not because you're great. Diadata, ki lo v'tzitzatcha Hashem Elokeinu Nitein, Hashem Elokecha Nitein Lecha Ha'aretz Yitzala Zal Rishta. Pasuk Vav seems to be an exact repetition of Pasuk Dalet. Pasuk Hey, how did Pasuk Hey begin? Lo v'tzitzatcha Hashem Elokeinu Nitein Lecha Ha'aretz Yitzala Zal Rishta. What's the difference? Pasuk Hey tells you why you are inheriting it. Pasuk Vav elaborates more on why you're not. Lo v'tzitzat Hashem l'kein t'elach ha'atar t'tzavah azal l'bishna kiyam she'or fatna. Imagine me saying in English, you're not inheriting the land because you're great. You're inheriting it because they're bad and because of the promise to the avos. You're not inheriting the land because you're great, because you're not great. Elaborating on that point. And why is that point presented separately and second? Because that's the point that Moshe wants to prove to them from Jewish history. Not to get carried away with the victories they're about to have, to think, oh, everything's perfect! Like, unfortunately, the Jews concluded in the 20th century. Why did we win? Why did we have a state? Because we're fine! This is the way Jews are supposed to be. Be religious, whatever. The speech that Hashem would have given in the 20th century was, Lo v'tzitzatcha Hashem Elokecha mabiyacha al haaretz hatovah. Ella, the promise of the forefathers. Ella! Ella what? The Jews are facing total destruction. If God doesn't do something for them, they're going to get lost, right? We'll see what the implications of this are in a moment. But Perek Tet, from Pasuk 9 and on, an historical account. Perek Tet, Pasuk 9, all the way through. Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Aleph, through the end of Revi. And Chamishi begins the third section of this speech, V'ata, with what the implications of all this are, and what this should mean to you. Number one, don't think entering the land you're going to be victorious because you're so special and righteous. You're not righteous, you're stiff-necked. And I'm going to prove it to you. Derek Tet, Pasuk Zayin, Zechor Al Tishkach. You have to remember everything that's happened in the past years. Al Tishkach Et Asher Hiktzavta Hashem Elokecha B'Midbar. The way you angered God in the desert. L'min hayom esheir tzat me'eros etzayim ad bo'achem en ha'makom hazeh mamrim ve'yitam Hashem. From the moment you left Egypt until your arrival here, you've been rebellious. What is the main story? If you have Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to quote to prove that the Jews have been rebellious. Well, we can answer it because it happened right now. The ego. Moshe already quoted the Meraglim for other reasons. Why did Moshe quote the story of Meraglim? Eric Aleph?
When they didn't want to go to Israel, the Meraglim.
And for what purpose did he quote it there?
To show that.
No, you're saying in Hamidbar, you're talking about in Zvarim. Zvarim, Eric Aleph. Why did Moshe quote the story of the Meraglim? To tell them the conquest of Eretz Yisrael relies on the people knowing that it's Hashem who is the conqueror. And because the Meraglim weren't ready when Hashem said to go, and they insisted on going when Hashem said not to go, that's why they were unsuccessful. Remember the first practice of Perek Dvarim, the Sefer Dvarim. Moshe has quoted Har Sinai before. He talked about the story of the Esar Sadibos for a certain reason, right? He talked about other things about Har Sinai here. He's talking about the ego. Why? To prove that? Mamrim Heyitem in Hashem. Now, starting in Pasuk Chet, through Pasuk HaPalos, he describes in detail exactly what happened to the ego. Uvechorev hiktaftem et Hashem v'yitanach Hashem b'chem l'ashmid etchem. Remember the whole story? Ha'lokhi ha'ar l'kach l'uchot ha'avanim l'uchot ha'avanim l'shakarat Hashem b'chem Shivar b'yom v'im l'ayin l'akim l'uchat imam. Look at all that was done to get the l'uchot. Ha'yitain Hashem elayit shnei l'uchot ha'avanim. So special. Stuvim betz v'aluhim v'alim chod v'mer shadu v'ashem v'em v'ar v'toch v'yesh v'yabakal. Ha'yim yiket v'im yom v'im l'ayin l'akim l'uchot ha'avanim 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 l אמר שם עליי, קום, ראית מהר מזה, כי שיחית המחל השהות, ראית ממצרים. שם עליהם לדעו שציוויתם עשו להם מסכה, ואמר שם עליי לאמור, ראיתי תם הזה ועיניהם שלא איפה. חש מני והשליבים, ומחל שמה מתחת השמיים, ועשה אותך לגלל יצאו ורב ממנו. ומראה בן ההר, אמר יש מלכות ומריץ על שני ידיי, ירא ועיניך ועם השם עצמי לא שכת, ופיד מכן יהיה גם מסכה, שכת מהם לדעו שדבר שם אתכם. את פרוס בשני הלוחות, ישפה מהשכם עדיי, והשבים לעיניכם. ובארון אתם השם מאוד להשמידו, even ארון השם got angry at that. אתם שעושים את העגל הקש ושם אותו באש ולהשליך אותו אף לא לנחל היורד מנהר. Now in פסוק כ"ט, Moshe summarizes the other places where they sinned, because he said, מהיום אשר יצאתי ממצרים עד היום הזה, ובתאווה רע, ובמסע, ובכברת תאווה, מקציפים הייתם את השם. ובשלוח השם אתכם מקדש בניה לאמר עלו ושור את עד שזבריכם תבואו אותי השם לכך ולא אמנתם לו ולא שמעתם בקולו. He mentions the Muslim in one pasuk, another chet. ממרים הייתם עם השם מיום דעתי אתכם. And of course, pasuk Dalet is a summary. Comes back and wraps around to pasuk Zayin. Remember? ממרים הייתם עם השם לוקחם. Now we refoliate a little bit. Not from the day you left Egypt until today, but you've been rebelling. From Yisrael I knew you. And that's the base of him saying, not just that you're sinners, but there's something in nature of Am Sheoreth. You're stubborn. You're stubborn. Pasuk Chaf Hei. Now Moshe's going to present what the implications of that were. But Napal Lefnei Hashem et Tavayim Ayom et Tavayim Alayla Hashem et Napalti Ki Amar Hashem Lashmin Etchem. It's going back to the Egel. Some point to say, why didn't he complete the story of the Egel? Because first he's talking about the fact that you're sinners. You sinned by the Egel and you sinned in many other places. And now I'm going to tell you what happened because of all the sins. I had to daven for Hashem. You had the 40 days not to destroy you. And I said, please don't destroy them. Remember Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, what will the Egyptians say? Why is Moshe telling them the content of his tefillah? Because he's showing them that my tefillah wasn't the Jews that said, wait, what is my tefillah? What about the Avos? All the nations of the world today. You guys are only alive today. You're only entering Eretz Yisrael today. Because of the Yavos. Because of the Yechel Hashem of the Goyim. Then Hashem told me I can make new luchot. Eric, you heard, right? Then Hashem said I can make new luchot. And then after Shemayim and he gave it to me. And now he moves on to Pasuk Vav. Uvenei Yisrael nasu mi beirot. ובני ישראל נשאו מבהירות, בני העקן מוסרה, שם מת אהרון ויקבר שם, ויכהן אלעזר בנו תחתיו. Why is it Moshe telling them about the death of Aaron here? What does this have to do with the receiving of the new luchot? The answer is very simple. You got new luchot, but don't think that the sins didn't have implications. What are the implications? Aaron died. It's interesting because the juxtaposition here seems to imply that on some level Aaron's death is connected to what he did with Diego. Pasuket. The eight ahi yivdil Hashem et shevet ha-mizil ha-seit the throne with Hashem la-amod the free Hashem l'sharato u-levarech b'shmo ad ha-yom hazeh. Why is he mentioning the separation of Shevet Levi? This is assumably the basis of what Chazal say that Shevet Levi were not meant to be the one serving in the Mikdash, in the Mishkan. Who was supposed to serve in the Mishkan? Why were Levi chosen? Because they didn't sin at Sinai. Clean up Sinai. Exposition here, right? How do I know he's still talking about Har Sinai? Perfect good. I have to pay another 40 days. וישמע השם אלי גם בפעם ההיא לא אבא השם השכיחך יום השם אלי קום לך למסע לפניהם ויבוא וישו את הארץ שנזבט לבתם לתת להם. What the fuck am you and your love talking about? What player is this? If you look back carefully in Parashat Ki Tisa, you'll see that Moshe prayed a number of times. The first prayer was, don't destroy the Jewish people. The second prayer was, restore your relationship with them. Because in Parashat Ki Tisa, God didn't destroy them, and he said, you know, okay. But he was not going to lead the Jews personally. Remember in Parashat Ki Tisa. And Moshe said, I'll tell you there, right? If you're not telling us, don't send us alone, right? Moshe wanted Hashem to sustain, to restore the original personal relationship with the Jewish people. Do I need to go back to Kitisa and show this to you? Okay, let's go back to Kitisa for a moment. Go back to Kitisa for a moment. Ding, 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 ding. There are actually three stages in Kitisa. Moshe condenses them here into two. First stage is on Har Sinai itself. Moshe is standing on Har Sinai. And Hashem says, go down. The people are, I'm Kshayor, if I'm going to kill them. Moshe has to say right away, because if he doesn't, he's not going to get a chance to get down the mountain and pray for the Jewish people. Right? Eric HaMidbet, Pasuk Tet. Ve'yom Hashem el Moshe. Ve'yiti et ha'am 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 Kshayor efu. Ve'ata ha'nichali ve'ikar api ha'am ha'chalem ve'asau t'cham ha'gol gadol. Ve'yichal Moshe et ha'am Hashem elokav ve'yomer. Ve'yom Hashem yichal ha'am ha'amecha asher et ha'am 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 Hashem decided not to destroy the people. The people are still down there dancing with the ego. The Moshe has to get them a stay of execution. The Moshe goes down from the mountain, throws the luchos down, burns the ego, right? And then he says to the people, Derek Hamidet, Prophet Minded, Meyomer Moshe Elaham, the next day, Vayim Machanat, Derek Hadachach Atagdola, Ata Ele Hashem Ulai, Achapra Biachatatchem, maybe. I can be mechaper for you. Moshe says to Hashem, indeed they've sinned a terrible sin. If you'll bear their sin burden, if not, erase me from your book. Erase me from your book. Hashem responds with, you know, appropriate trash talk. Yomer Hashem Moshe, mi asher chatali emchenu misifri. Oh, I thought who I want. Don't tell me to be walking out, man. Hashem is kind of like a little bit, you know, holding back. Is that saying I'm going to forgive them? In fact, what happened to Pasuk Lamed Hey? In 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 Pasuk Lamed Hey? My angel will accompany you. Okay, I'll pay them for the sin another time. I'll pay them for the sin another time. He goes to Shema Taham. He's not on my day from now, on the ego. Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Hayo, Vey Yad Hashem HaMoshe Lech, Lech Alimi Zeh Atah Ha'am Asher Alitam Eretz Yisrael. Don't leave this place, you and the nation you've taken out of Egypt. Again, that same formulation of distance that God had mentioned earlier. God isn't destroying them, and he says that they're going to get into the sin, but he's not going to take them themselves. That's it said, V'shalachti lefanecha malach v'geirashti et achnani amariya chatira prizim ha'chidi v'ayibusi. I'll send a malach with them. Father Kimmel. Ki lo'ya levikim, I'm not going with them. Ki am she'orif atah. Penach chalcha badarach. I'm not going because there are stiff-necked people. Lest I consume them on the path. Pasuk Talim. Yishma ha'am et ha'davar ha'raza. People hear this terrible news. What terrible news? That Hashem isn't going with them. Vayitabalu. They mourn for the Roshatu Ishad Yo'alav. Take their crowns off, whatever this means, their jewelry. And Hashem says to Moshe, tell the people they're Anshei Oref. And you should be in mourning. Now Moshe sets off the rest of Perek Lamed Gimel to get Hashem to come back, to join them. Moshe himself, he has to take his eyes outside the camp, because he can't be there, he can't communicate with God from the camp. God's letting them live, and he's letting them get into Eretz Yisrael, but they're in the doghouse. And Moshe has to move his tent, because it's Vav. Zayin, Moshe yikach et ha'ol v'natalim yichutz l'machaneh harchik v'na machaneh, v'kavala o amoid. Place where Moshe is going to meet God, that's the outside of the camp. That's where he speaks to Moshe, panim el panim. Pasuk Yudbet. Vayomer Moshe el Hashem. Vayomer el Ha'al et Ha'amah. Now you're telling me to take this people up. Vatani et Hashem teshlachi mi. That's telling me, like, how I'm going to succeed. In Na Matat Yichen Yei Necha, Hodi Eni Nat Vosecha. Show me your way. Ure'ei Ki Amcha Ha'goy Hazeh. And see that they're really your people, not my people. Yom Hashem says, "Panai Elecha Nichuti Lach." My face will show you direction. Yom Elecha Moshe says, "In Ein Panecha Holchim." If your personal face tells us, "Panim Panim," I'll tell any mizeh. Don't take us out. Uvame Yivadai Folkim Matati Chen Yinecha. Ani Va'amecha. He connects his faith to that of the Jewish people. How will it be known that I and the people find favor in your eyes, that you're with us? Yom Hashem Moshe, this too I will do for you. I will show you my holiness. I'll show you how to get Rachmanis to the Jewish people. And he tells him, you'll stand there on the rock, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, right? And that's what happens in Terek Lamed Dalet with the second Luchot. The second Luchot is not just about receiving stones. It's about Hashem teaching Moshe how to restore the relationship between God and the Jewish people. The Luchot are renewed. Hashem comes down. Pasuk Hey. Yered Hashem v'anan v'yitzev Moshe v'yikra v'shem Hashem. V'yavor Hashem v'panav v'yikra. Hashem Hashem k'yom rachum v'chanun erach ha'payim v'rav chesed v'emet. Hashem redefines himself, not as Midat Adin, but as Midat Arachamim. And he tells him this is how to achieve a restoration of the relationship after Chet. Pasuk Chet. V'yimaher Moshe v'yikrata v'yishtachu v'yomim na'am atzatikhen v'yinech Hashem. V'yelech na'ashem v'kirbenu ki am kishirah refu. Hashem said, I won't go with them because they're stubborn. Moshe saying, come with us because they are stubborn. And they need you. When Hashem says, etc. Hashem is going to go personally with the Jewish people. The relationship is restored. And this is the importance of Yud Gimel Midos, right? Moshe said, show me your ways. How can I restore the relationship after Chet? Okay, cool, you won't kill them, but the relationship is affected. And Hashem teaches him the Yud Gimel Midos. And that's why Moshe uses these Yud Gimel Midos in Sefer Bamidbar. And Hashem wants to destroy the Jewish people. He says, Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum v'chanun. And that's why we use them till today. This is a second stage in the ego. The first stage was, God isn't going to destroy the Jewish people. He'll let them go and continue on their way. But the second stage is a personal stage. It's like another fight. One stage is another fight is, we decide we're going to live together, we're going to be friends, but there's still that inner eternal pain, that distance. How do you bridge the distance? Hashem redefines himself as Kel Rachum V'Chanun, which allows for a bridging of that distance. And that's what Hashem Moshe tells the Jewish people now in Perek Tet. You were sinners. The implication of that sin was not only that the Luchot was destroyed, but that I had to daven the new Luchot and daven for Hashem to go with us. Pasuk Yud. Perek Yud. Anochi amarti v'hakei mim harishonim, I had to stand in another 40 days. Vayishma Hashem elai kam tamihi lo avah Hashem ashkifecha. Vayomer Hashem elai kum lech l'chsa l'fnei ha'am. And this brings us to the last section of this speech. Again, Perikhet begins. What is the lesson? The lesson is, don't think you dig tzaddikim because you conquer Israel. It's only because of the Risha of the Goyim and because of the promise to the Avos that you're going into Israel. That's my basis. Look at what's been going on the last 40 years. From the moment you left Egypt, from the moment I knew you, you've been rebelling. And look what the implications were. V'yata, therefore now, section 3. V'yata, therefore now. Yisrael, ma'ashev, shoel me'imach. What does God want from you in the end? Ki'im li'irad Hashem elokecha, l'alechet b'chol drachav, u'le'ava oto, v'le'avod et Hashem elokecha, b'chol levavcha, v'chol nafshecha. There's a few things about tonight at the Tish, because it seems, what does Hashem want from you? And you do the whole laundry list, right? But this is what Hashem expects from you. In the Yirat Hashem Elokecha, L'alecha B'chol Durachav, U'le'ava Oto, V'la'avor Et Hashem Elokecha, B'chol Levavcha, V'chol Nafshecha. And he's talking about what Hashem expects from them, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Dalid, right, etc. What Hashem expects from you? To keep the mitzvot. And if you do this, Hein L'Hashem Elokecha, Hashemayim, U'shmei Hashemayim, Ha'aretz Kol Sheba, Rak ba'avotecha. Hashem owns the whole world, but Hashem desired your forefathers. Rak ba'avotecha chashach Hashem li'ahava otam. Ve'yivchar b'zaram achareyem b'chem mikol amim k'yom b'zeh. Realize why you were chosen. Not because your present state is okay, but because God loved your ancestors. U'malchem et arvat l'zavchem. Make sure you give yourself bris milah on the heart. U'alchem l'tashuot, and then your necks won't be as stiff. Ki Hashem alkechem. Make sure to follow God's ways. God loves the whole world. The Shivim Nefesh, Yodu Avotecha Mitzrayma, Yatasimcha Hashem Elokecha Kuchvei Hashemayim Lerov. These two sections speaking about Hashem is God of the whole world on one hand, and Hashem having a special relationship with you, having built you up in Mitzrayim, recognizing God's greatness, yet the special attention He shows to you should cause you to want to love and have a special relationship back with Hashem. Yahavta Hashem Elokecha, Yishamarta Mishmato, the expression of this love should be keeping His mitzvot. Yidatim Hayom, He loves me, Hashem, Asher lo yodu, Asher lo yodu, Musa, Hashem, Elokecha, Et Kedlo, Et Yodham, Dvon, Et Yodham, 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 Not your children who didn't see all these miracles and how God has led you through the desert, etc. And he lists all the things. Ki Pakayan. Enechem harahot is called Maaseh Hashem Agadol Asher Asah. Your own eyes saw all this. And therefore, Pasachet, Ushmartem et kol mitzvah Hashem Nochim et Tzavcha Hayom. Keep all these mitzvot. Laman, the first Laman. Liman. Techezku uvatem v'rishtem v'aret sheratem avim sham alirishta. Number one, you should inherit the land. Pasuk Tet, ulimam, tarichu yamim al adamah shenishva Hashem l'avotechem l'tichem l'zaram l'eret v'at l'avu d'vash. One of the two limans that Moshe links to mitzvah observance. Mitzvah observance is a necessary condition for accomplishing these two things. Liman, techezku uvatem v'rishtem v'aret. Number one, you should be able to inherit the land. You should be strong enough to inherit the land. Ulman, what's the second one? You should have staying power in the land. Again, quick summary of what we've just seen in Perek Yalef. Recognize that God is responsible for the whole world, yet He forges a special relationship with you. You're not like your children who didn't see everything that happened over the past 40 years. Over the past 40 years, you've seen what God did in Egypt, what He did to the Egyptian army at Yamsuf, Pasuk Khaled, what He did for you in the desert, Pasuk Hay, what He did to Dathan Vaaviram, those who rebelled against Him. It was your eyes that saw all this. And therefore, keep the mitzvot. Leman techezku, so you should be strong and be able to inherit the land. Pasuk Tet. You should be able to stay in the land. Why am I stressing these two goals? Because these two goals are now what Moshe elaborates on with the rest of the parsha. Which goal does he elaborate on first? Being able to conquer the land or being able to stay in the land? Like the Torah generally does, Moshe begins with the second goal first, theistically. He talks about being able to stay in the land. Why is mitzvah observance necessary for being able to stay in the land? What unique aspect of Eretz Yisrael does Hashem point to, does Moshe point to? That's a good. It's not like Egypt. It's not like Egypt. It's not like Egypt with natural irrigation through the Nile. Eretz Harim Uvkaot. It's a land of mountains and valleys. It's a land where irrigation doesn't work because the water goes up and down and up and down. What do you need to grow things in Eretz Yisrael?
Rain.
That's why Pasuk Yud Bet. It's important to see this Pasuk in context. Everyone knows the Pasuk, but not necessarily in context. Eretz Yisrael, Hashem Elokecha, Doreish Otah Tamid. Einei Hashem Elokecha, Ba Mereishit Hashana, Ve'ad Achrit Shana. Hashem's eyes have to be there constantly. Why? That's the expression of God's attention to the land of Israel? The rain. If it would be like Egypt, there's a river there, there's always water. You don't recognize that you're dependent on God. Most people are familiar with this passage, but they're not familiar with the context. What's the message of the Yom Shemoa? How is it different than the Havta? It doesn't just mention love God and do His mitzvot, it mentions the Sky of Onesh. What's the Sky of Onesh? If you listen to God, what will happen? It will rain. And you have crops, and if you don't listen to God, it won't rain. And you have crops. This is continuing the message that was just said. It's important to see that Yud Gimel through Chav Aleph is not its own piece. It's a continuation of Yud through Yud Bet, which is elaborating on the goal mentioned in the text. If you listen, Pasuk Yud Aleph, V'natati Mitar Sechem Yitzo Yoreu Malkosh. V'natati Deganach V'tirosh Chavi Yitzarecha. V'natati Yitzev V'satcha L'vintecha V'yachalta V'savatcha. But if you don't listen, the Atzaret Hashemayim v'lo yemata, v'adama lo yifnet divula, right? Etc. How does this piece end? Pasuk Aleph. L'man yirbu yimechem b'imev yimechem adama Hashem nishba Hashem l'avotichem. Kimei Hashemayim l'aret. Why does it say Kimei Hashemayim l'aret? Because you're being able to survive in Israel depends on Shemayim, which gives you rain, and Aleph, which gives you crops. And these words, L'man yirbu yimechem b'imev yimechem adama Hashem nishba Hashem l'avotichem, are taken exactly from Pasuk Aleph. L'man tarichu yamim al adama asher nishba Hashem l'avotechem batim lehem l'zaram. Sukim chavet through chafei, I'm speaking about needing to do the mitzvot to sustain yourself on the land. Chavet through chafei, I'm talking about needing to do the mitzvot in order to conquer the land. Ki im shamor tishmirun et kol ha-mitzvah sher anochim et ha-meh etchem la-asutah Le'avat Hashem lokechem, le'lechem b'chol d'rachav u'le'daf, kablo. V'en v'orish Hashem et kol ha'goyim ha'elam yusnechem, v'yivishtem goyim g'vim v'atsivim mikem. V'al ha'makom ish et etzof kafak lechem bolechem yiyem min ha'midbar ha'lavon min ha'an ha'afrat min ha'chem yagbulchem. V'etzev yishpitzichem pachtechem v'orachem yitzen Hashem lokechem ha'pchoi chol ha'aret asher tedrachu v'ak asher diver lechem. The two implications of mitzvah vivent, number one, having the strength to conquer the land. Number two, having the ability to sustain yourself in the land. These are the two things that Moshe develops at length here. How mitzvah observance contributes to this. He concludes the parsha with the conquest of the land. Lo yitzev ish pifnechem, achtechem uarachem yitzein, etc. This pasuk in the end of Perek Aleph goes back to the very beginning of this third part of the speech in Perek Tet. If you remember, Perek Tet began, Shema Yisrael atah uvera yom et liyardein lozo lareshet goyim gdolim v'atsumim mimcha arim gdolot v'otsumot v'shamayim am gadol v'ram b'nei anakim asher teyadata v'yata shamata mi yitiyatev lifnei v'nei anak. These people who you're so afraid of, Pasuk Chafei, the end of the parasha, lo yitiyatev ish bifneichem. You've heard that nobody can stand in front of these giants. If you keep them close, Pasuk Chafei, lo yitzatzev ish bifneichem. So now that we've completed Moshe's three sections, the three Shema Yisrael sections, we can summarize what we saw here before we move on next week to Parshat Be'eth. This speech, Prakim Hey through Yud Aleph, are about not the Mitzvah as a whole, not Parshat like Re'eh and Shoftim and Kitetz and Kitavo, about the relationship with God. The first Shema Yisrael Parakeh is about keep the mitzvah because they're the ones Hashem gave me at Sinai. Remember the whole Sinai story? You told me to go and get the rest. This is the rest. Prakim Vav Fruchet. Talk about the relationship you should sustain. Love God. Don't serve with God. Don't marry the other peoples because they'll pull you away. And if you do this, you'll be able to conquer the other nations. On the one hand, use Yetzias Mitzrayim to give you the confidence you need. On the other hand, use Yetzias Mitzrayim to remind you of your dependence on Hashem. And don't forget Him when you have what you need. Perek Tet, the third section, the third Shema Yisrael, says don't make a mistake and think when you conquer the land that you've conquered it because you're a tzaddikim. Love the Tzitzatcha. It's Mishat HaGoyim and Hashem's promise to your forefathers. Love it ki am ksheyoref atah. And I'll prove to you that you're am ksheyoref, and that you don't deserve it now. From what happened, Mamre, Hayitin, and Hashem, miyom yitzata mi'eret yitzayim ad ayom hazeh. Almost finished, Rachel. Perek Tet, Perek Yud. You've been rebellious as long as I've known you. Ziyatah, therefore now, realize that your conquest of the land is not going to be because you're already perfect. Far from it. You see him getting shit? Far from it. And therefore, V'yata Yisrael, make sure to keep the mitzvot. And if you keep the mitzvot, know that it will allow you to conquer and to sustain yourselves on the land. It will allow you to sustain yourselves because the land depends on the rain from the sky and the crop from the land. And God gives you that if you keep the mitzvot. It will allow you to have the strength to conquer because you're facing the nations you're afraid of. And if you keep the mitzvot, you have no reason to be afraid of them, and in fact, they will be afraid of you. All of this is about the relationship, the core relationship. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Having that personal relationship with Hashem, loving Him, and no other God, and the implications of that. Now Moshe moves on to what's parallel to the rest of the Dibros, the other mitzvot, the Shem Hashem, the Mizbeach, the Beis HaMikdash, which we'll see in Parshas Ma'ei. Kavias Yichav Esimecha, Zuchmet and Hashapas. Moshe presents the rest of the mitzvot that are parallel to that, and the reason he divides the two parts of his speech this way is because the first two Dibros are the core. It's about the relationship between you and Hashem. So it needs to work right for everything else to work right. In Re'ei Shov Tzitzei Ketavo, which I'll give you an overview of next week, Moshe presents the rest of the mitzvot that they need to keep in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. We'll have lunch now. Follow, is the ADP teaching at 5:30?